Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. End of life and estate planning conversations can be difficult. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. What happens if you're not prepared and you receive a call saying that a parent or a loved one has died? Now what? In these tragic situations, people show how they feel. And when you show how you feel and your heart is broken, you may become an unknowing victim of opportunists and even some good-hearted people. People will say, "We understand your loss, and this is how we can help." They may say, "We understand how much you loved this person, and this product will show it." These people could persuade you to spend money that you can't necessarily afford. If there's an estate plan, your mind will know the wishes and intentions of the deceased, which will make it easier for you to make necessary arrangements cost-effectively, expediently, and confidently so that you are truly free to mourn. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about knowing of my father's wish to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I had promised my parents they'd be buried together, but I didn't know whether that was allowed there. Nearly 2 years before my dad's death, my husband started orchestrating that request by working with the Veterans Administration to better understand the rules and regulations for burial there. While my father fell ill before my mother, she quite unexpectedly died 6 months before he did. At her memorial service, it was with great comfort that I was able to let my dad know that not only had his wishes for his eventual interment at Arlington been granted, but that Mom would be there too. With full military honors, the urn with their commingled ashes was buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. On one side of the pristine white grave marker, my father's name is chiseled, along with his military campaigns. On the other side, the words, "Vivian A., his wife." I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.